Hey,
Brad?
how's it going? Is Armando there?
Armando's not in the office. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, it's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. I tried calling yesterday, and I was told to call today from like 12 to 3.
Yeah, man, he's not in. He's not in. Imagine, he this is a small business and he just runs out as called as needed. And he's pretty difficult to contact. So
Yes,
what are you about him yesterday?
Oh, was it you that I spoke with?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had spoken with you yesterday. I think I sent him the email, but I'm not. I have it here that it never went through, so I'm not sure if it was the right one or. But it was just basically. I'm offering him. I have him pre-approved for
Oh,
some.
the trust.
Yeah, I'm over here to offer some equipment and some capital for his business. So I was just trying to see if he has anything, either now or sometime down the road where he might need some, either for his business for some equipment or capital.
Well, right now we're not looking to purchasing. Maybe down the road we're looking to purchasing an equipment, but we have a company that finances it for us already,
Right,
and
who?
they have financed. They financed it for us as well.
Oh,
They're West something. I don't have a business card on me, and they financed like $60,000 machine for us. I don't
Right. Do
know. And where you're where? Where are you guys located?
Yeah, we're in San Diego, California. So we're you guys are in Florida, so you guys are on the other side of the basically on the globe. So yeah, we're in San Diego. So we're just a di we don't compete with the bank because we're just two different sources of obtaining funds. So if the bank can't get you what you need, at least a lot of people like to shop around just to see where you can get the better rates. So that's what I'd love to do for Armando. I speak Spanish too, so I feel like it's more of a trust thing.
Yeah, I speak Spanish too. Where are you from?
Like originally, well, I'm from Guadalajara.
All right, perfect. And what is your number?
Yeah, my number is 858-252.
852.
Yeah, 1487. Where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm Cuban.
Oh, it's Cubano. Nice,
Right.
nice.
So I'm gonna get this down, and I'm looking to make a purchase. I'm looking to make a purchase, not now, maybe in a couple months, and maybe you know, around the same 60,000. I just want another machine, and that's an option I want to pursue.
Okay, what
But
kind of machine are we looking at? Do you know?
it's a plumbing. It's a plumbing machine.
Plumbing, okay. And then by purchasing this machine, do you have like an estimate on how much it's gonna make you, say like maybe a month or in a year? Like a return on it?
I could find that out real quick. I'll see what I'm making now with one of them.
Okay, yeah,
But
because
I don't have all that information in front of me. I'd have to be closer to purchasing the machine, and then I start looking at all that information and whatnot.
No, yeah, I would love to help you out. I mean, if it would make sense to do it with us, I would. I'm here to help you guys out. Like, at the end of
What
the
are your
day.
rates typically?
Well, it kind of depends on what you're looking. If you're looking for our equipment, do you know what your guys' credit score looks like? Is it in the middle, somewhere? Is it down,
Somewhere in
up?
the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah. Well, we work with a lot of people that kind of do a lot of equipment. But our rates start in the mid-single digits, so it kind of depends on that. And then, how'd you guys do in sales last year?
Fine. We're fine.
You guys are fine, yeah, because we have a working capital loan and it's based on sales also. We don't do it credit. So if we can't get you that through equipment, there's two different sources of obtaining funds. So at least we can help you in those areas. But our rates are in the mid-single digits.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I'm gonna have your number here, because in a couple months I'm looking to purchase another machine like the one we got. It's another 60 grand. It's going well for us, so I want to see what happens if I double it up, provide better service, get more clients, and maybe add to what I'm doing. Hopefully double it up, you know?
No, exactly, and that's where I mean, if it's worth your business and it helps you grow in a way, hey, why not do it? You know what I mean?
100% helps my business.
There you go. Are you looking to bring on more people to operate those machines, or?
Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's potential for growth.
I already got it. Plus, I'm owner operator, and if I operate the machine as well.
Okay, so when you guys hire on, do you guys hire on, like, are you guys training them to operate them, or are they already experienced in those areas?
I train them because I want them to use my machine like it's supposed to. A lot of people come thinking they know what it, they're hot stuff. When they go use it, they break, and I train my guys so how my machine has to be operated. Not to the way they thought or to the way they think they heard of how they use it. If I don't like what they're doing, they're off.
No, exactly.
They're pretty much out of there.
How long have you been in the business, if you don't mind me asking?
10 years. In a bit. I've been in it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's had his business open for over 20 years.
Oh man, how did he get started?
He came over here to the country without nothing,
man.
And he just started fixing things, a little toilet, a little water heater, and it just started adding up. And now we do new construction.
Man, that's amazing, man. Congrats to your dad.
Yeah,
I'd love to help you guys out, man. If there's if there's growth there, I would love to help you guys out. I mean, if you ask questions too, you guys are just looking to expand, and I would, you know, see what I can do for you guys along the lines.
Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna have your number here saved.
Okay.
And when that time comes around, because right now I'm not gonna really invest in a machine just yet because the workload is fine.
Right.
But I'm getting more clientele and this and that, and I might just invest and get another machine.
Right. Right.
I just have trigger on that yet. That's all.
Okay. Out of curiosity, are you willing to like submit the application now? I can let you know by tomorrow to see what you're actually qualified for, and that way you can just shop around and see what's in the best interest, at least for you and your father.
I mean, send it over. You can send it over to me.
Okay.
Send it over to me. Get my email. It's gabriel@grantplumbing.net.
It's Gabriel?
gabriel@grantplumbing.net.
Grand Plumbing. .net. All right, I'll send that over to you right now. And then are you just going to take a look at it? Or is there a good time to either follow back up with you and just kind of see where are you in the process of doing that?
Yeah, I can't do that now. I'm swamped and I'm in and out, so
mm-hmm.
Just send it over and I'll take a look at it.
Alrighty, yeah, it has all my information on there also, so if something, you know, you lose my number, it has it in the email, so.
I'll flag it.
Alright, for sure, Gabriel. It was a pleasure speaking with you, man, and, you know, I hope doing some business with you, like, down the road.
Alright, thank you, appreciate it.
Alright, Gabriel, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Alright, buddy, bye-bye. Okay.